What is Peace Brain? Peace Brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics and open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and so happy you've tuned in today on December 12th, 2017. We're really happy. Today is a very special day as far as being 12-12, December 12th, the portal to the opening of the solstice, and we're going to be talking about that. I have my guest, Pam Rennie, is going to be coming on in a few minutes and talking about the solstice, holiday time, creating communities, tools that you can, energetic tools that you can use to have a happier and healthier holiday. So, as always, though, let me start off by saying a quote, and this one I really don't know where it comes from, I must admit. I just have it in my list of wonderful quotes that I've collected over the years, and it's called The Power of Words. I think this is so important to talk about at this time of the year. So the power of words, it goes like this. A group of frogs were traveling through the woods, and two of them fell into a deep pit. All the other frogs gathered around the pit, and when they saw how deep the pit was, they told the two frogs they were as good as dead. The two frogs ignored the comments and tried to jump up out of the pit with all of their might. The other frogs kept telling them to stop, as that they were as good as dead. Finally, one frog took heed to what the other frogs were saying and gave up. He laid down and died. The other frog, however, continued to jump as hard as he could. And once again, the crowd of frogs yelled at him to stop the pain and just die. He jumped even harder, and he finally made it out. When he got out, the other frog said, "Did you not hear us?" And the frog explained to them that he was deaf. He thought they were encouraging him the entire time. So, I love this story because it teaches us two lessons. First of all, there is a power of life and death in the tongue, in the words that we say. When we encourage someone who is down, it can really lift them up and help them make it through the day. However, when we say a destructive word to someone who is down, it could be that which kills them. So, know that there's a huge power in the power of words. The power of whether we give an encouraging thought or not. I remember there was a movie that had, I've forgotten what movie it was, but basically it showed that it was talking about Einstein, actually, and said that Einstein had a letter that his mother received from the schoolmaster when he was very young. And he took it to his mother and said, "Mom, you know, the schoolmaster said you need to read this, but I can't read it, so will you tell me what it says?" And his mother read the letter, and she looked at him, and she said, "The letter says that my son is a genius. Your son is a genius, and we don't have anyone able to teach him here at the school. You need to homeschool him yourself." And so she did just that, and she went ahead to homeschool him, and he, of course, Einstein, you know, became this amazing inventor, physicist, and the theory of relativity, you know, just making ground, huge grounds for the whole world to understand the way that we live and the physics of the world. But then years later, going through all of the papers, he found the actual note that his mother had from the schoolmaster, and it said, "Your son is mentally deficient. We cannot teach him. He is now expelled from school." And when you think about it, you know, here is, so then he wrote on there something like, "A genius was created through the power of kind words." You know, it's just words have such power. So we'll talk about that today in the show with my guest, Pam Rinnie. And I want to bring her on. She is an amazing lady. She is a channeler and a sacred journey mentor. She will walk you through your sacred journey personally or in groups. She does group sessions and personal one-on-one sessions. She also brings in the archangels and the ascended masters. She also channels as the Liahona, the compass, the way shower for a new group of entities called the New Friends. Very exciting work. Definitely here for this age and time of our rebirth of the planet and moving into this happier fifth dimensional state of cooperation and unity. And the New Friends are all about just that, friendship and happiness and really getting into our wonderful present space. We might hear from them today, I'm not sure. But Pam, you can find out more about Pam Rinnie at pamrinnie.com, and that's PamRinnie.com. And she's having some classes happen right as we speak that just started a couple days ago, and I think you can still join, and then is going to be doing a solstice transmission on December 21st, which will be amazing. So, Pam, welcome to the Peace Brain Show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so pleased to be here with you all.
Really good to have you again. I know we've had you several times. This time, we want to talk about this holiday season and all the things that are going on right now. Today's a really powerful day, but also we are in Mercury retrograde right now from, I've forgotten exactly when it started, but I know it is ending on December 23rd. Tell us a little bit about Mercury retrograde and what we can expect during that time.
I'll have to really focus on what we'll call the positive aspects of it, because we know, we all know when we hear the, oh my gosh, this is a time of technical glitches and all those type of things. And while it's true, it is a time to pay attention to what you're writing, what you're speaking, making sure you've dotted all your I's and crossed your T's, so to speak. There can be those, you know, technical issues, but it's really a time to pause. It's a time to reflect, a time to review, and, you know, a time to redo as well, you know, to make those changes. It's I love to call it the pause. And this is a really unique one because Crian, I think I'm saying that right, has been in retrograde for a long time, and that planet's now direct. So typically Mercury is not the time to start something new, and this time has really been, I find personally, very filled with many new starts and creative opportunities. So a little bit of a different twist to that with that planetary line.
I think I agree with you. You're right. It has, just as the end of the year normally would be a time to reflect, but also looking at new beginnings for the year coming up. It feels like this one has had a lot of juice and power to zap, you know, those new creations that you may wanting to start.
Yeah, and certainly our December has come in with a roar. The energetics have been enormous, the full moon, and we're gearing up now to a new moon, but today's energy, but hold on, more about December coming in with a roar, meaning this is like that final push of, let's be complete with 2017, thank you very much, and let go of all of those old patterns, restrictions, if you will, that are and not drag them into 2018, you know. And yeah, our planets have been very aligned to assist us in doing just that. And here we are today at this most auspicious 12-12, which is the opening of the portal, beginning, it's fully open now, leading into 12-21.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is, well, everyone take a breath. There's a lot of energy with us here. This is such an auspicious and amazing time on the planet, whether we've known it about these, I'm going to call them traditions, the 12-12, the solstice, which is, you know, 12-21, and solstice happens twice a year in June and December. Well, it's as if the veils, not as if, but the veils between heaven and earth are opening wide. There's portals open for us to be in these frequencies of light that bathe the planet to benefit us, to assist us on our evolution. And when we're more conscious to that, that's when we may fully reap the benefits, so to speak. It's like the cosmic download taking place, and you want to know that that's going on.
Mm-hmm. And for millennia, you know, human beings have celebrated the solstice because particularly this one, it marks the beginning of more light, of the return of the sun, if you will, where the days begin to get longer and begin to get light. So we celebrate that these lighter days are coming, and as nature comes out of that cycle of, you know, death and rebirth. So very powerful energies.
Oh, they're so powerful. And whether people are aware or not, we're all being bathed with these lights. They're coming through the great central sun. They're, in fact, let's everyone take a breath. I feel a yawn coming on, which is
an
energy
shift. I know, me too. Yes.
But you mentioned the new friends, and part of their role has been when they took notice of the earth and all that was taking place, these beings did not participate in the fall of consciousness. That was, I'll say, not their role, but they took significant notice into what was taking place on our planet as we're raising the earth for the fall of consciousness. And part of their role, big part, is to assist by bringing in these frequencies of light, these codes, if you will, these colors, the Christed consciousness through the great central sun, through our sun, and through us as humans, knowingly or not, it's taking place.
Mm. And of course, so many things are happening in the month of December. Today's the 12th, and tomorrow starts the first day of Hanukkah, probably tonight, because in the Jewish tradition, the evening before begins the day. So happy Hanukkah to everyone coming up through the 20th. And then the solstice on the 21st, actually starting tomorrow as well, on the 13th through the 15th, is the Geminid meteor shower. And it's considered one of the most reliable and spectacular with over 100 fireballs per hour in the clear sky, starting around 10 p.m. Best viewings around 2 or 3 a.m., between the 13th and the 15th of December. So go out and look at those beautiful fireballs in the sky. And then, of course, the Christian, Merry Christmas on the 25th. And then the New Year, the Gregorian calendar New Year starting on the 1st. So, yeah.
So there's a lot going on. And I would love to talk about, you know, just the season in general for the fact that, talk about contrast. It's the time of year when, more than ever, collectively on the planet, whatever your traditions or backgrounds or celebrations are, there's more attention to the heavens than any other time. People, in a sense, are having their focus more on the Christ and on giving and receiving. And the contrast is, when else is there a time of year when you also have so much busyness going on? I mean, look at the roads. Oh my gosh, there's so much traffic right now. And there's, you know, that the S word, the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes about, how do you want to choose and experience your holiday time?
Well, it's very interesting that we've taken the holy days, if you will, and turned them into holidays with so much gift giving. And gift giving is good. I'm not saying it isn't. Certainly, giving from your heart and giving to those in need is of a great service at this time of year as well. But we've turned it into such a materialistic time with, as you said, the roads are so crazy because people are doing so much shopping and the malls are open late and we really think it's all about things, when truly the energy of this time is that renewal, that grace, that the holy connections that we have with our friends and family and our community and with ourselves.
Yes. So there comes, you know, a couple things come to mind. I was teaching an online class that is still available to join because it's a series that takes place over the next couple, up until solstice actually, but I'm in the middle of teaching and there was such a feeling because we had a few moments of quiet. And again, it's over the web. There are people from all over the world that are participating. And in the moments of quiet, there was such a feeling of celebration. like there's a party going on, literally. And it was so amazing to feel and tap into what's that feeling, that it was the celebration in all of the realms of all that is, of our accomplishments, that we're not even aware of what we're going through in the shift, but all of the opportunities that are available to us now, too. So it does become about where's your focus and attention. And I love your stories on the power of words. They're huge. And those are two pretty powerful examples. And I had a memory pop up while you were sharing that. I was flying, making a pit stop in Houston, flying to South Padre Island several years ago. And I had my new Nikon SLR camera in the little pouch with me, and I was so excited. Loved that camera. And I was getting to stop in Houston and visit with a childhood friend who I hadn't seen in years, and I was so excited. And as I put my camera with my purse under the seat in front of me, as we do that, right, I thought to myself, I'm going to forget my camera. Now, I was in my, I'm going to call it the awakening part of my journey then, and I knew the power of words, and that's not how I would typically frame that thought, the word forget. I would typically flip that into, I'm glad I'm going to remember my camera. But I didn't in that moment. And guess what? Got off the plane, met my friend. We traversed all the way through the airport to a restaurant to have a cup of tea, and I went to sit down to pull my camera out, and it wasn't there because I'd left it on the plane. The power of the words, and I had already had good experiences with inserting the word, I'm glad I'm going to remember, rather than saying I'm going to forget.
Yes.
And just something that simple is quite profound at how that works. And let's talk about that. Why does it matter?
I'm sure we've all experienced something like that, where we say we're going to do something and it happens, and generally we tend to frame the sentences in a negative, you know, oh, don't let me forget that, or I shouldn't be doing that, let me do something else. Or, you know, it's just we've framed them in negative. To switch them around into the positive takes training. And yet it's so powerful when one begins to speak in the positive and realize that comes true. That also comes true because, you know, like attracts like. So putting that into the positive, I've put it into the positive of let me remember that, and I will step out of a car and go, oh, wait, I need to pick this up. You know, I had forgotten it, but my higher self said, wait, you were going to remember that, so have it.
Yes.
Turn around and go get it. And it works. It's so wonderful.
Well, one of the most exciting things about what's taking place now, and I've been talking about noticing everything's changing. I feel different, things feel different, and yet everything feels the same at the same time. And what I've been noticing is these lights that are bathing the planet, they're bathing the planet all of the time, and they're always amplifying, they're bathing us, but they are creating change. The magnetic core of the Earth is changing. The magnetics are around the Earth, the mental body of the Earth. All of those magnetics are changing, and the things that have been held in place, the duality, the constriction, if you will, that's had the contrast of the good, the bad, or the why we stumble and why we have been in that third dimension with the good, bad, right, wrong. Some of those habits have remained in place, but the changing of the magnetics is changing within us, and like never before, as is the intention of fifth dimension, that law of attraction, that like attract like, it's so tangible right now that we really are creating from our thoughts, our words, our intentions, in a way, I think, anyway, my opinion, with a freedom like never before.
I agree. And I was talking to someone else a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the violence in the world. I just want to mention this briefly, and I'm looking here for the book, but I will hopefully post it on the archive later. But he was saying that actually there was a gentleman who did a study who looked at the violence in the human history, if you will, and lo and behold, he found that at this time in human history, we think we're in such a violent state. And of course, we are aware of all everything happening around the world through media, and you know, everything is instantly available to us now, what's happening in other countries. So we're aware of more. But truly, in these studies, he said, this time in human history, there is less violence than has ever been in the human race. So think about that for a minute.
Well, that's fascinating.
And hopefully I'll find the name of the book before the end of the show. We can talk about that. But this is a Harvard scholar who did this research and wrote a book about it. And so when you think about it, the reason I mention this is because this negativity, this I'm not in control of my life, or things are coming at me, and I've used the violence as an example of all the negativity on the earth. We are simply now a global society seeing that and hearing that, and so we are aware of it. Our awareness is keyed up to it. But in truth, and there's so much happening that is positive that, of course, we don't hear about as much, or we hear on the local level only, but in your own community, which is fantastic. But truly, in the past of human history, and I'm talking going all the way back to written human history, that there were so many skirmishes and wars happening that people were not aware of, because it was more about city-states and possibly even nation-states, but more about tribes and city-states. And now, as a global society, obviously we're aware, but there's not as much happening. There's more positivity on the earth now than before. So if we can tune into that and begin to change our words to be positive, begin to change our thoughts and our actions to be that positive, that service-oriented, how can I help to continue to make the world a more peaceful place and turn on my peace brain, then we really are contributing to that, what's already the trajectory that Earth has already taken and humanity has already taken towards peace.
Excellent. I loved hearing and knowing that. And, you know, it reminds me of on 11/11 of this year, one of the transmissions I did with the New Beings, they're called the New Friends, they really wanted people to feel hope and to know all is well. And you know what comes to mind as we say that, though? I'm thinking of the wildfires once again in California, different area. And everyone living there may not be feeling what we're talking about, because they are in a very, certainly the word is too light that I'm going to use, challenging, horrific experience. And I would just like to send some love and light. And I know I've personally sent lots of prayers to those involved there, to the animals, that they may be safe, to the people most directly involved, and to all the workers that are of assistance, that they all may be blessed for their highest good, and that these fires may be contained and stopped. So just taking a moment to bring that up, but yeah.
So take a breath, yes, and let's send that peaceful and love energy to them. And we do have a peace brain meditation at the end of the show, so we can obviously add that to this as well. But
perfect.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
So even in the most difficult situations, and I know when you're in them, it feels impossible to hear someone suggest this, but it's the divine perception or your perspective that really colors how you will experience the situation. And being aware of the possibilities, the 12/12 portal opening, and drawing in that light to you, knowing that it's flowing whether you call it to you or not, but to call it to you and allow it to do what it was designed to do and assist you, even adds more, of course, to what else is possible for your capable good.
Yes. So let's talk about some tools, maybe, to move into the holiday season, because, as you said, it's a holy time and it's a stressful time. So I know that just like Thanksgiving in the United States, it can be this beautiful time of gratitude. And yet there's the stress of getting everything ready for the party and having the friends over and the family over and all of the different things. And, of course, when you don't see someone for a while, I know that sometimes family members are coming from afar and they may only be once a year that you see them or so. Sometimes the stress of going through of, well, how's your year been, or gee, we weren't talking too well the last time I met you and now we're trying to rekindle a relationship, or whatever those types of energies may be, what are some tools that we can talk about to alleviate the stress or to bring more of centeredness into that those interactions?
I think one thing is tapping into the knowing that things are different without having to know, well, what does that all mean? And I'll use my Thanksgiving as a really great example of that. First thing I did was I set the intention. Now, I love Thanksgiving, and it is the fact that we host it in our home lends to it's a very, very busy time. And they even had some extra work going on to add to the busyness. But I sailed through that week and the week before even absolutely, completely free of any stress. I was excited. I was healthy. And everything that needed to get accomplished, and just I didn't say everything, got accomplished and had a great holiday. And the key of it was, well, I made the decision to go through it that way. So the first key of that was deciding and consciously choosing, because we've really come from a place of letting life happen. It just would happen to us, and we didn't know, you know, here I am in this situation. Well, if we can take a step back and, you know, think about how do you want to experience the holiday time? And I chose to experience mine from a platform that Lord Metatron brought forward, which is freedom, ease, and accomplishing. The amazing thing, too, was that aligned with all of the frequencies of light and everything taking place now, I didn't figure out, well, how am I going to do this? I had my to-do list, and I just literally set about choosing each day to be in that alignment without looking for or figuring out, and I allowed it to be right there and to come to me. And it did with such ease and grace that it was kind of astounding to look back on it. So some of the most important tools, I feel, are deciding, paying attention to and choosing, well, what do you want to experience, and setting that in motion.
Excellent. I agree. So choosing our experience and actions, just like you were saying about choosing to remember the camera on the
camera,
plane,
yes.
Or choosing to forget the camera on the plane.
Right.
Our choice is most important. And then...
And there's some other things I want to add to that, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
We have lots of habits. I mean, we've all been in our bodies a while, and we're creatures of habit, we'll say. And a lot of those habits are in the busyness. We're very scattered. We're not present. We're not centered. And so using a tool like the grounding cord and being centered, and let me expand on that, being very mm-hmm. present in this present moment, centered from when you're really in your body and in the center of your head, that's where it's very quiet and you are in the present moment. And that's the alignment where you're noticing more, where you're noticing, yeah, things do feel different, and I kind of like the way this feels, so how can I have more of that? So let's play with the center of your head for a minute. That sounded really funny, didn't it?
It did.
Okay, I'll say that differently. Let's bring in the experience of being in the center of our heads. Would you like to lead that?
Okay. So everyone take a breath, and we're going to play with the center of your head is, play with where it is. So I invite you to take your two index fingers and place them on your temples on either side of your head and draw an imaginary line between those finger points going through your head. And then switch your hands so you've got one finger on the middle of your forehead and the other one behind at the back of your head, and again draw a line between those two fingertip points, And where they intersect, those two lines, is the center of your head. It's kind of behind your sixth chakra, which is above your eyes in the center of your forehead, but behind in the middle of your head. And this is a beautiful room, if you will. You can think of it as a room that is just yours. It's, if you remember the Star Trek Voyager days or Star Trek days of the Enterprise, I like to think of it as my captain's seat, you know, my bridge, where I'm in control of everything. But no one else is there. It's just your energy. You are in control of your life, your mind, your body, your spirit, your emotions. The center of your head is this beautiful room, and you can create it any way you wish. I like to sometimes envision palm trees and sand and a hammock, and I'm in the hammock, or a nice lay-back chair, Adirondack chair or so. And in control of life. So looking out from the center of your head, you can look at the world and observe the world, but not get immersed in the world. And so the choices can be yours. And really, in that centeredness, that choosing, as we were just speaking of what do I want to experience? What are my choices here? And what do I choose, not what someone else chooses for me? And if anyone else ends up getting into the center of your head, because people jump into the center of our heads all the time. I know we've all had that happen, where suddenly all these other thoughts or someone's voice or instructions suddenly gets in your mind, and it feels like, oh, I'm getting hung up on that. Just take a broom, an imaginary broom, and sweep them out of your room, or open a trap door on the floor and let them fall down your grounding cord into the center of the earth, their energy, so that you can be clear in the center of your head. Take it over, Pam.
Very nice. I love it. Oh, and great memories from when we were teaching Master and Alchemy Level 1 together, and those tools, these tools that we share, are just, they're foundational. So take a deep breath and feel this being in the center of your head. And notice how it feels like you're looking from behind your eyes. Everything looks the same, but it feels like, yeah, you've anchored in a little more fully in the body, and you're more behind your eyes as you look out and notice. And you may notice that everything does feel a little calmer in the body, a little quieter. And by being more centered and present, you also may notice you feel a little heavy in the body. You may become more aware of where you're holding some tensions in the body, so I invite you to take a deep breath in, and let's breathe in some green codes of love and just soothe out the body. Let's add in some of the blue codes of light to bring kind of a calm, comforting feeling to the physical and the mental and emotional bodies. Very good. And just these little things, choosing, deciding, putting a plan in action. And you don't have to know. Did I know how I was going to accomplish having a Thanksgiving and freedom, ease, and accomplishment? It could have sounded absurd. I didn't know. I just trusted and allowed, and I allowed it to all come to me. And that's all you have to do. And know that with all of the frequencies of light, of color codes, and everything bathed in the planet, that it's really as if the law of attraction is here in its fullness in a way never before available.
Nice. The center of the head is a very neutral place. I like it because it comes... You can look out from this law of allowing. So let's talk about the law of allowing for a second. This can come in very handy during these times of these holidays with friends and family. And it's about allowing everyone to be on their own spiritual path, on their own trajectory, if you will, of what their life needs to experience and what they're going through. And of course, as a compassionate person, one can have compassion and be that centered place that someone can talk over their troubles with, perhaps, and give guidance when you when they ask for it. You can choose to give guidance. But it really isn't about changing anything. It's not about changing anyone or where they are. And when you sit at the center of your head, it's a really wonderful place for that neutrality to be able to hear what the world is saying to you, to hear maybe someone's troubles or what they've been going through, but to stand in neutrality, to stand in love and compassion, and hear, just be present for that person to share their story, to be able to listen. And just listening is a healing. It's a beautiful healing. You don't have to fix anyone else. You can allow them to be where they are and say something perhaps like, I know you'll find the solution for that. I know you're so capable. Back almost to that Einstein, you know, letter that his mother knew her son could be a genius. So it's about allowing the person to step up to their power and to their creativity and find the answers for themselves.
Beautiful. And you also mentioned a very, very important and powerful word that's a tool, and that's neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've played with that a lot. And neutral is a great word to use to, not alone, but I use it alone in the beginning. Let's say I'm feeling an emotion I don't want to feel, like an experience I had the other day. I don't know if we have enough time for me to share a story, or I can just jump to the point.
Course.
Okay,
no,
so
share it.
Long story. The short of the long story is I had to take my son Gavin to the ER the other night. He was really sick. Gail, I don't even think I shared this part of the story with you, but and I had to take him down to Children's Hospital, and he's doing well. He's got strep throat and he's recovering. And but he was pretty sick that night. Now he's a big boy. At you know, he probably weighs a good 30 pounds more than me, and he's a lot taller than me. And in this particular ER, you have to park in a parking garage. So I was already thinking, okay, he's high fever, and every little step is rough. So I've got to navigate him because they don't have a better system somehow through the garage to the elevators into the ER. And so two women. I see a parking place right close by the elevators, third spot away, and two women have just pulled in, and they get out of their car, and as I'm coming down and go to pull in, well, they've parked, I'm going to use a southern word, cattywampus, they're so crooked that they're so over the lines that they're into the space, and even though I think it's going to be tight, my husband might not be too happy with his car, I'm going to pull in. I can't. And I roll down the window and I call out to them because they're just approaching the elevator, and one's carrying an infant car seat. And I say, could you please come move your car because you fix this because I can't pull in, because I certainly needed to be in a close spot. They could hear me because they turned and looked back at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I signaled again, and I watched them get in the elevator and the door close, and they didn't move their car. And so for a few minutes, I didn't do my best work. I was pretty ticked. I was a mama bear who was like, I have an emergency too, and this is my baby, and I knew also that my son did not need that energy from me.
Mm-hmm.
And so neutral was my go-to tool first, after some deep breaths, to bring in calm and clarity, because I did not want that experience in my space or his space, especially walking into the ER that was going to lower my vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I thought I would love to, even from a place of kindness, say to them, do you realize that you blocked anyone from parking there, because I did have to stand right behind them to register in the ER. I stood there
right,
quietly, calmly, biting my tongue. I would have, and it's not me to ever speak out in public at anyone like that ever, but I had that mom energy of protecting my son, and
exactly,
I would have liked to in that moment, and that was not going to serve me or him or anyone, and I let it be their experience for whatever that meant. And neutral was my go-to to bring then in calm, grounded, use the rose tool to also assist and take the vibration off my space, and not be the effect of the situation. Because, yeah, we did find a parking place, and he did manage to walk into the ER and all that good stuff. But in the moment of it, it was interesting.
Yes. Good job. Being in that neutral space and allowing those trials, you know, they're trials and tests that we have each day, perhaps. It's about rising above them or being in our own certainty and our own space.
Yes. And here's how connected we all are, whether we know it or not. I mean, of course my son knew I was mad because he heard me say it. And he's never, ever, ever in his whole life seen me have any kind of public outburst of anger, ever. And yet he had to know how I feel without my words, because what I didn't share before was as we were walking off the elevator and neither one of us knew we were going to see those people again, he said, "Please don't say anything. I just don't need that right now."
Mm. Wow. Yes.
So he knew how upset I was without even talking anymore about it. And so that was the final piecing, too, of me knowing that's not how I wanted to experience myself or the middle of an Atlanta ER by being the crazy woman who's screaming at someone for how they parked. So that did add to my... So I just had to share that.
Good job. Oh. Good job.
Anyway.
And so with the holidays coming up, well, first of all, let's talk about your classes for a moment, because I know you have two. You have the Sacred Adventure 2017 going on now, which, as you said, is these three classes, and you've had the first one, but anyone can join them. And then you have the Solstice Transmission coming up. So tell us a little bit more about those.
Okay. So, I mean, these classes to me and my prep for and experiencing them have been absolutely the most pivotal things to be in an experience. And so the Sacred Adventures taking place during the Advent season, and we just had the first class on Sunday. And these are held on the web, and they are timeless, which means you can join at any time. They're recorded. They hold all the energies of what the class was. And so it's still, in other words, it's not too late. You can still join. Next class is this coming Sunday, and then we conclude that series with the Solstice Transmission, where we gather across over the web at the peak of the solstice. So I'm going to talk about that series first, which is really designed to be the adventure to close out everything from 2017 and even at the core of the limitations that we've walked through, and really assist you to be in the remembering of who you are, to heighten your intuition, to be in the alignment of bringing all these frequencies in and to serve you to the fullest capability of why they're here. So there are more words about that on my website. It's called Sacred Adventure 2017. And then I got the nudge also, because as I was creating that class, I thought, ooh, how perfect, I'm going to tie it in with a Solstice Transmission to complete that adventure. And I realized the other day, you know what? The Solstice Transmission is also something to experience for anyone and everyone in and of itself. So I have a separate opportunity, and you'll see both the links on the front page of my website. You can join either one. So the Solstice Transmission will take place on Solstice, which is the 21st. And we're going to begin at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the peak of the transmission is, I think it's 11:34, might be 11:38, doesn't matter, but we'll be in the fullness of that transmission.
Mm-hmm.
And that time is also, it's not as much talking as the classes are about engaging in the energy conversation, specific energy work and channeled messages, and the transmission itself will really be in being in the alignment of allowing the light to do what it was designed to do, release the density. And as we consciously do that, we are bringing in more of the light to assist us in remembering and aligning with the truth of the divine that we are and how it is to operate in this physical body, being that divine being of light.
Mm, how beautiful. And so one can choose to sign up for the three-part class that took place on the December 10th and then again on the 17th coming up and then the 21st, or just the 21st, in other words?
Correct. Yes, you got two options. And I want to say it also talks a little bit about the benefit, but, you know, we're logical. So why would this benefit someone? And I'll go on the words that people share with me. At the end of the first class, people are saying, I feel lighter, I feel brighter, I feel more clear. I had a wonderful email today from someone that participated that said, I really feel like everything I've worked towards is now really happening and it's coming together with ease. So there's just this divine alignment that takes place to really assist you. And, yeah.
Awesome. That's fantastic. I love it. So, again,
me
that's
too.
Pam Rennie. Your website is pamrennie.com. That's PamRennie.com. And I love this because it's so, as we said, this is the time of reflection, revision, just to be able to realign oneself and reconnect. Mercury retrograde is actually helping quite a lot with this. And it's such a beautiful time of the year with the going in to the depths of winter and then the beginnings of this new light coming out is so important. And, of course, I think next week, the next time we have this show, which is in 2 weeks, on the 26th, we're going to be back, you and I, together talking about looking at 2018 and what we can do
yes.
for that. So more tools and going forth into the 2018. But right now, this is such a powerful energy time, and I love that you've put these classes at this juncture. So thank you for doing that.
I love the nudge that invited me to do that. So, yes.
Yes, yes. So and, we have... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, if I can be as bold as to say something here.
Please.
So I know we have a peace brain meditation coming forward, mm-hmm. and I want to propose an option because I really feel that the new friends are pressing that they would like to speak. So we have options.
Love them to speak.
And they could either do that for a few moments and we could still have meditation or whatever you choose.
I think,
the guest. You're the host.
Yes, I would say let's let them speak and see how long that transmission is. And we'll do a short meditation to mock up what a holiday season can look like for everyone listening at the very end as we close.
Excellent. All right, so I'm in the template of the Liahona, who is the compass. It's a name that I am. It's a hat I wear to connect with and transmit with the new friends who are the great beings of light beyond the great central sun. They are the love. They are all that is. And so take a deep breath and experience yourself being in the center of your head and being neutral. And let's be the words of the season. Be in peace. Be merry. And be bright. And let's welcome these great beings as they address us now. We come and say, good tidings, for we are merged with all that is, and particularly Archangel Gabriel is present with us as we, the new friends, the name that we are called by this Liahona, address you with the words of your language that you may hear, that you may understand through the wording. And yet may you know that we broadcast frequencies of love and light, the new codes of color and sound that are bathing you and your planet at this most auspicious and miraculous time. We bring to you the feelings of hope with a knowing. We wish you to know outstanding things are taking place and are at hand. And if there is one simple message that we wish to extend to you at this time, it is for you to remember who you are and to wake up in that remembrance to being the love that is anchored within your heart, that love that is the divine spark that is you, the spark of the Creator that came upon the earth at this time to serve a great purpose and to experience yourself as the great soul spirit you are. We wish for you to love yourself. We wish for you to be happy, for we have noted often that human beings have not often experienced themselves in that template of happy. You have forgotten that you've come to experience. And even as the Liahona shared her experience where she got angry, and then she even had some self-anger for allowing herself to get angry, and we were pleased that she quickly dismissed that for realizing it wasn't about being perfect, that she was human, and expressions and feelings are going to come up. But she has the knowing and the tools, as you also are more aware and have yourself, to choose. She could have stayed in that anger for hours, changing the chemical components within her body. There is no value to that. There is no well-being in those energies and frequencies, so that is why we wish for you to experience yourself being the love that you are and being happy. And use the opportunities that present now as these codes and frequencies of light at the portal opening today at 12:12 of your time, giving a glimpse into the grand opening on the 21st of this month of your time, when the veils are fully parted, where the heavens open, and frequencies of love, of light, of energetics, of vibrations, of Christed consciousness that have never, ever been on your planet before are ushered in. Through the work of the great beings that are in celebration and preparation for this most auspicious event, and it is because of you, of the work that you have done, of the paths you've walked, consciously, unconsciously, that this possibility is deemed and is a reality. We invite you to experience yourself from the center of your head, from being present in your body, from the constructs of the higher places and spaces, such as your sacred heart, your higher self, that create that divine alignment, that you are the bandwidth of energy that connects to these lights. As we have said before, think of it as a radio. The song is already playing. You simply must tune the dial to hear it with your physical ears. These tools are your dial to align you with the frequencies that are here to serve you in this most auspicious evolution. Take a moment in the quiet and allow these frequencies of love and light to bathe into your heart and into your very beings now. Take a deep breath. And awaken to being and remembering to experience yourself as the love that you are. And be good to yourself. Be kind. Be gentle. And as you feel this outpouring of love from all that is, know this. How else could you be anything but loving to yourself? For who must you be to walk this earth in a physical body at this time? We depart from this Liahona vehicle with good tidings and great love for you. Blessed be.
And as you sit there or stand listening to this transmission, within your sacred heart, and from the center of your head, viewing out at the world, create a bubble in front of you, a beautiful big bubble, and place the vision of your holidays, of your holy days, coming up now in this beautiful sacred month of December 2017. Place the vision of what you want it to look like, of your intention, your choices, the beautiful gatherings with perhaps food and song, the beautiful connections with friends and family. What words do you wish to have said at these gatherings? What is the vibration of the words, of the language, of the people attending? Bring the happiness and the joy. See it with clarity in the center of your head and in this beautiful bubble that you've projected out in front of you. See the happiness and the joy. See the success, the glory, the fun, the laughter, the music, the sacredness, the times that are happening together as people gather in this holy season. Feel the connections with your heart and the connections all over, not only just with your gathering, but those within your whole city and your state or your country and the world. This is a time of unity and grace when the world comes together in its reflection. And see all of this in your bubble. And then put a grounding cord on your bubble, a beautiful string on that balloon, if you will, that reaches to the center of the planet. And ground off any doubts, any cares, any concerns that you may have that this vision will not happen. Let it flow down that string, that grounding cord, into Mother Earth. And then fill your bubble with the gold light of certainty, the knowledge of the law of allowing everyone to be on their path and at the same time to enjoy each other's company. And as you see this bubble shining in this beautiful light of your creation, cut the grounding cord and let it fall to Mother Earth, and let your bubble fly up to the universe, to the skies, to the Creator, just like a balloon going into the sky, to be manifested in the coming days. So open your eyes and bring yourself back to this world, to your seat or your chair, wherever you are. Thank you, Pam, for being on the Peace Brain Show.
Thank you for inviting me, Gail.
It's been a delight. So again, we can find out more about your classes and what's going on with these beautiful transmissions at pamrennie.com, PAMRENNIE.com. And you can find out about me, Gail Lash, at tourismforpeace.com, or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. And by the way, I did find the name of that book of the gentleman who researched about the violence, why violence has declined. It's called The Better Angels of Our Nature, Why Violence Has Declined, by Steven Pinker, P-I-N-K-E-R. So you can find that on Amazon. What a delightful season to be gathering for you and I and everyone listening. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
and
thank
sharing
you,
the beautiful channel. Mm-hmm. So now go forth and activate your peace brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Have a glorious holiday season, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Many blessings.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Akashic Records readings, her peace plans for your business or organization, and her recently published book, Opt for Peace, 9 Essential Steps to Achieving Peace, Power, and Prosperity. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 1 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern to the Peace Brain Show for your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.